Sean Campbell.
Hey, Joel, I know that you spoke a little bit about the non-playoffs and the plan, but you're a guy that's always had a plan. At the beginning of the season, you had a plan for the first few games and what you wanted to do. Yeah. What's your plan for these final games of this season?
Well, Sean, if we would have talked 2 weeks ago, I did have a plan, but the AHL and coaching in the AHL is what it is. That plan would be out the window in a hurry. So that's why I kind of keep stuff in the back of my mind a lot. And when I feel it's the right timing, I had a plan for the last 10 to 12 days when we didn't play. Now, because of, you know, Paling out, Belzil out, Teasdale out, Pezzetta out, Blendisi out. So that dynamic that I had and I had planned to do in some way, I just want the guys to play tonight. Let's see where we are. I'm giving this group and the realities that, you know, I don't know who's going to come back and when and if. So I want to give this group before I go too far, you know what I mean? I want to turn them loose a little bit. They haven't played in a long time, and some guys will play big minute with big responsibility. Toronto has a couple of games under their belt since their break, so they should be sharp and clean. I want to see how we are, and let's see how we are after tonight and Friday, and you know, let's see where we are for the final stretch after. So it's kind of what it is, and that's the AHL, right?
Joel, I want to ask about a player that's not on your team and hasn't been on your team this year. That's Jake Evans, and I know you're busy with your team, but you keep an eye on the Canadiens. He was sitting out for a while, and he's gone through all the ups and downs with you and Laval. Just the way that he's come back, I don't know how much you've paid attention to his game.
Oh, yeah.
Just gone to another level.
Oh, yeah. And we texted when, you know, he wasn't playing, and everybody knew that he wasn't playing for, you know, obviously the new NHL because he was playing bad because of what is salary cap. And I mean, I tell you what, I'm very proud of him the way he reacted. And when I texted with him, I knew he's going to be ready because his mindset was right. Guys go through adversity in their young life and in their pro career. And people forget Jake Evans got absolutely hit in the middle of the head this first, you know, pro game in preseason and missed quite a while and came back with like the beginning of the season after that big hit. And, you know, I really like the person and I like the way he bought into changing his style of play from being a, you know, slow pace kind of guy, hockey sense feel kind of guy to direct hockey with pop, and credit to the player. I like him a lot. I like the person and we're very all happy here, players and staff, the way he's reacted. You're right. He's reacted the right way. And it's just to show you if a player listens right now, when adversity come, you can react two ways. It's everybody's fault or you're just taking matter in your own hand. And when you get the call, you're ready. You're taking care of business. You're checking your box. And that's something he figured out early in his career. So I'm proud of him.
I know that every player's journey is different, but just to bring it back to your team, do you use Jake Evans as an example when you're talking to players on your team now of what he's gone through to where he is now, or do you just not use other players? I'm just curious.
In front of the crowd, I will not use maybe player they played with, although we all cheer. And this is the one good thing about this group. You know what? They've been great, man. They've been cheering for each other. They've been happy when guys score. HL is not easy. It's a tough league. And they've been great at encouraging each other. That being said, you know, all of them want to go to the NHL. So when we go to a group, I will use probably older player example in some ways. Sometimes some clip of our former player when it's good. And guys that were with us, we did that at the beginning of the year when I think it was actually Jake that had a couple of good clips when we weren't playing. And at the beginning, early in the season, then he scored a goal and stuff we worked on with him. We worked on with the other guys here. But when I go more in one-on-one situation and I can use Jake as an example, I can use Alex Belzil as an example for being relentless and improving his game. And I can use Yannick Veilleux for, you know, coming with us last year from the East Coast as an older player and totally evolving and being the player he is today. So we got a lot of good example that I like to bring on a one-on-one situation, maybe to see a different dynamic. And my job, you know what it is, it's to make sure the player is the best version of himself on the ice. This is my job, is to make sure that the player we see on the ice is the best version that he can be. Now, but that's a partnership, obviously, but we can use one-on-one and just, you know, talk about situation and relate to it for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
On va prendre deux dernières questions. We'll take two more. We'll go with Amy Johnson and we'll finish with Grant McCagg. Amy, you're up.
Thank you. Good morning, Joel.
Hi, Amy.
I know you spoke about how tonight, you know, particularly with all the changes in your lineup, you just kind of want to let them loose, as you said, and see what they're going to do tonight after having not played for so long. But with, you know, you can see the end of the road as far as the end of the season here coming up in a couple of weeks. What, from your standpoint, would you really like your players to take away from these last seven games?
The investment that they made individually in their game and collectively as a group. And the amount of time, Amy, and it's a really good question, the amount of time I've come between periods or after game and said, remember this for the rest of your life, because this is what it's, winning is hard. And it's going to be hard the last seven games. Don't kid yourself. Like teams, Toronto and Belleville, mm-hmm. they're going to come after us. Winning is hard. It's extremely hard. If it was easy, everybody do it. And everybody would want to be on the, you know, cereal box from the Wheaties and as a champion. So what I'm trying to tell them is their attitude, their approach, their focus, their attention to detail. You win that amount of game, it's because you have a bit of a recipe that you do personally and collectively. And I've mm-hmm. tried to point out, why did we win? Did we win because we had, no, we won because of this play, because of that investment, because there's that play alert, because we were right in that face-off, because that play we talk about, all the details in our game and our scores that we keep inside and our challenge that we push the guy next to it, that everybody's cheer for who's doing the best at. And again, it's to start all over again. You got to stay humble. You got to stay hungry. You cannot take anything for granted. This is hard. They're going to be hard the last games. I guarantee you, with everything that's thrown at us, and we had adversity before this year and we've won, and everybody, sometimes even Amy, people go, oh, wow, it looks easy. Easy? Are you guys crazy? Easy? It's hard. It's demanding. The games were hard. That West Coast trip, we had a bunch of injury, like, you know, mm-hmm. so I want guys to feel that, know that, and I think they have, and I wanted to make sure after a game, instead of talking of, I talk about that feeling that they had right now, that soon they don't have that feeling, you know it's wrong. You got to search that mindset, that feeling, that attention to details. And it's easy to lose an identity. So that's why I'm always pushing for performance, and the result will come, because those performance, that mean that they're invested. And it's a good question, Amy, because that's what I wanted them to take out of.
Great. Merci, coach.
Thank you, Amy. Last question, Grant.
Thank you, Sean. All the guys that you said are out of the lineup, are they all injured?
Like, yeah, there's no LT scratch.
Like you were saying, Paling is out,
yeah,
he's injured.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The guys that aren't playing are all injured, you know, for Michael, yeah. Teasdale and Blandisi. It's we've talked about it. Belzil obviously is called up, and when he gets to Ryan, we're not going to throw him in the fire. We're going to keep investigating and doing what needs to be done. And I'll leave it to the doctor. Obviously I'm not. So we're not going to play him tonight. So that's where we're at. And you know, it's the AHL. That's what it is.
Now I take it this year a little different as far as call-ups for you know, playoff rosters and stuff. Guys get called up when your season's over, is that, and how many can be called up, or is there a limit? Or
that's not,
you know,
no, that's not my decision. It all come down usually to numbers and who, and it's usually a process that, you know, team will wait a little bit down the road to see where they are as numbers and how many players they feel they would need to, you know, go to the game seven of the Stanley Cup final. This is how you got to do it. And you got to have a plan and how you're going to do it. And I think as close as it's coming, it's still a bit early. You can start drawing things, but nothing is set in stone. Obviously, there'll be the next few games for the Habs will be determining what do we do.
But they can't be called up till the AHL season is done, correct?
Well, there's a taxi squad this year, so to right. be honest, it's a little different. You can go up to six guys. So the technicality of the past year and this year is totally different. It's like you almost have a Black Aces team following you everywhere, right? With the Black Aces, with the taxi squad. So this is different. How does the Habs decide to manage this? It's up to Mark and the group. From my standpoint, you know, I get the call last night, Belzil's going up. I call Belzil and say, you're going to the NHL. That's where it starts and ends with me.
Okay. You played, like, I was noticing in your stats there, 9 different seasons. You played some games in the NHL and some in the AHL, you know, back and forth a bit. A kid like Blandisi, you know, players like that, you have, you know, personal experience on what it's like to play in the NHL for a year or two and then to come back. And
yeah.
and just, you know, what I'm sure you can pass on to them that, you know, the dream should never die and that they keep on plugging and, you know, you get that chance again down the road, right?
Like I said, you know, as I was going to my pro career, and I said that when I first took the job in the AHL, is I lived it all, to be honest. So there's not, beside being an all-star, Hall of Fame, you know what I mean? But I mean, as a player, the adversity, I've lived it all. I had spinal meningitis. I missed seasons for injury. I had to go back down for injury more than you can, you know, every time you see me going down, it's most likely because I missed after a year or for injury towards them. I had nothing to do with my play. My play was quite good towards the end of my career. I was very happy and pleased the way I played. I was way mature handling everything, but you're right. I can sit with a guy and say, what do you want to talk about? Cause I've lived it. I was you. I know what it is to be sent down. I know what it is to be injured. I know what it is to go back for conditioning. I know what it is to miss a year. I know what it is to, you know, play very well and be LT scratch in the NHL because of contract, because of trades, because of, you know, to be. So I know that a guy sits in front of me and he's not going to tell me, you don't know what you're talking about. No, I know what I'm talking about. And I've handled it really, really good. And there's time where I was not as mature and I didn't handle it as well, you know. One of the tough part is not just going up and down, is handling the being LT scratch in the NHL. And for a lot of players, this is the worst, to be honest. Like, is when a guy's in the NHL, he's doing okay, and then he gets LT scratch. When he goes back in the lineup as a young age, rarely a guy will play well. And I was no different than this. But when I got older in my career, around 25, 26, I kind of managed it so much better than my performance was still good. And that's why they kept me in the NHL, because I was becoming very versatile and it's hard. It needs maturity. Your ego get affected. You got to manage all this. Being pro athlete is hard. Being an NHL player is hard. You know, it's not all great. So you're right. Me talking with the player, we can have a discussion and I can relate when I did well or not well, handling it. And I'm an open book on that. I'm not sit with them to tell them my great stories. you know, sometimes I had good result and I'll explain how I did it, but I tell them a lot of time when I should have done it, do it better. And nobody really helped me because at the time it was not. So if I can help them a little bit, then great.
Merci, coach. Et merci à tous les membres des médias. On se parle ce soir après le match. Thank you everyone for being with us today. Speak to you after the game tonight. Stay safe. Merci.